Sign up to The Economist for in-depth curated expert analysis of world events and topics ranging from business and culture to science and technology. You'll get the weekly digital edition, online-only articles, curated newsletters on politics, the markets, science, culture and China, and full access to The Economist Podcast Plus. The Economist is independent journalism for independent thinking. Go to economist.com and get your first month free.
Hey everyone, welcome back to the All Things Gymnastics podcast. I'm Ashley.
And I'm Brittany.
And this is the podcast where we talk about all things gymnastics. And we just finished the all-around final at the 2023 World Championships. And to no one's surprise, Simone Biles wins yet again another world all-around title. This is number 6 for her.
And this medal actually broke the record for most world and Olympic medals combined, which means that Simone Biles, not that anyone was arguing this, but Simone Biles is officially the most decorated gymnast of all time.
Yeah, man or woman, no gymnast has ever won 34 combined world and Olympic medals.
And she's not done yet. She actually still has 4 more opportunities to bring home some more hardware. Granted, bar finals, I don't necessarily think she's going to get a medal.
She is a bronze medalist on bars from, was it 2018?
So honestly, I don't even remember.
Like, you never know.
She has so many world medals that you kind of lose track after a while. But I would say definitely 3 realistic chances of getting
golds
or a medal of some sort. So
the number is going to go up, and that's a fact. It will absolutely go up from 34. Just what colors, I guess, stay tuned.
This was also the first all POC podium that we've had at a World Championships, which I absolutely love to see. We saw the first all black podium for the US at Nationals in 2022.
I knew it as soon as I said it. I was like, wait a second, 2022.
And now here we are, 2023 World Championships, and we're seeing it on the world stage as well.
That's totally awesome. And Simone was very happy about that as well after the fact. She talked about that when she was doing press with the media. So what a cool moment.
Lots of history being made at these World Championships.
So like we said, absolutely no doubts that Simone was going to win. She had the biggest advantage over the rest of the field with her difficulty. Didn't do the Yurchenko double pike again, which not all that surprising just because of how risky that vault is.
And I also think you have to remember that Simone is doing how many days of all around. I mean, you have between podium training, qualifications, team final, all around final, and then all 4 events in the event finals. That's a lot
of all around competition. World is a really long week, even just covering it as media, even not even being there, covering it as media from home. It's such a long 2 weeks. I could not imagine being a gymnast and competing for that long, but then being Simone Biles and having to compete every single time there's an opportunity to put your Leo on and compete, Simone is competing.
And then going out there and doing the most difficult gymnastics. Like, it's so a lot.
Hats off to her, because honestly, it's so impressive. Not only how well she's doing, but just given how long that competition is. Like, that's something that people just don't think about, really. Like, we talk about the wins and all the history and the achievements and everything, but you don't really think about, like, how being tiring. Away from home for 2 weeks, over 2 weeks.
Yeah, say over 2 weeks. Because they get there well before podium training, so they can actually adjust to the time change and all of that. So,
and then just being on for that long and doing some of your best gymnastics, it's not an easy thing to do, so that makes it even more impressive. But
going back to Simone's vault, I mean, I don't think she needs the Yurchenko double pike. She's doing the Chung as her second vault in, you know, a qualification or, you know, a vault event final setting. And she plugged that in here to the all-around final. She did it at the team finals as well. And I said in our podcast recapping the team finals that that was one of the best Chungs that I've seen her do, especially in this comeback. And then today she goes out there and does one that somehow is even better.
She's like, hold my beer.
Absolutely perfect. She had a 15-1 on that with a 9.5 execution score. So it really doesn't get too much better than that. She's looking really, really good on that. A lot more consistent than it was looking this summer when she first made her comeback. So you can tell that she's definitely getting, you know, some of that confidence back on her Chung. And she really looked great here overall. I think, you know, she had a little tiny wobble. Not tiny, but she had her biggest mistake. Actually, hold on, that's a lie.
Going in chronological order, her biggest mistake first came on beam.
That's, yes. She had a fairly decent sized wobble on her mount, and then she nailed the rest of her beam routine, was in first going into the last rotation. And then that's where we saw one of the biggest mistakes she's made in her career, I would say.
I can't watch the video without laughing. Every time I go on Twitter, it's on my feed, and it's just so funny.
My favorite thing is the Shay edit. Yeah. That person got that up so quickly. It's so hilarious how she basically trips on her leap and then immediately goes into Shay's dance from 2021 NCAA season, her freshman year. So that was hilarious.
So I mean, we were all kind of freaking out because it was scary. I don't know exactly how much that brings to her start value. Obviously, she needs it to get like her full difficulty.
Yeah, you were saying like, she needs to do that. And I'm like, does she need to do it though? Because like, even without it, she still got like a 14 something. And she only needed a 12 something.
Well, to right. Win. It's obviously not detrimental. But in that moment, I almost just panicked because it was like, oh my gosh. Like, it wasn't just like she had an awkward landing or she tripped, but then she did the element. Like, she completely missed that leap. So I wasn't exactly sure how that was going to affect her. I didn't have any doubts that she was going to win. Right. I had no doubts that she was still going to win, but it was definitely, now looking back, it's definitely very funny to watch. And I'm sure that will be in her highlight reel as well.
Well, it was her face. Like, Simone has the best faces when she makes mistakes like that. Like, as soon as she got off the podium, she literally said, like, what the fuck? And her face totally read that as well. So
she said she's very clumsy out of the gym, not normally in the gym. So
I think that's a very common thing we've heard amongst gymnasts. Mm-hmm. Like, they trip over mats, they trip over their own feet. Literally the stupidest things you could possibly trip over.
Well, she's saying that she's clumsy out of the gym, not in the gym. Normally she doesn't do stuff like that, but
gymnasts do tend to be clumsy though. And the best thing about all of this is that she trips on a leap and then
she nails the double layout.
Yeah, completely sticks cold her double layout.
To like, make all of this history, like six world all around title, and then the most decorated gymnast of all time. It's just funny that that's the routine that did it.
I know, and it's like circulating around Twitter, and I'm like, she probably is like, I mean, she probably doesn't care that much, but like, there's a part of me that like, I'd be like pissed, like put my vault or like my beam or like, you know what I mean, like one of her better routines of the day, but like that's the routine now that's circulating.
I think it really illustrates how iconic she is.
That's true.
Like, she has so much difficulty, she doesn't even need to do like everything she's capable of, but like, she can just choose not to do a leap,
right?
Because it doesn't matter.
That's what I'm saying, like, who needs leaps? Not Simone, obviously.
Oh, it's so funny. But honestly, congratulations to Simone. She absolutely deserves it.
We thought she was a little bit emotional out there on the podium. She did appear to have some tears in her eyes. She told the media that it's because she had something in her eyes. I don't know if it was like an eyelash.
She reiterated that many times. So I don't know if she's like afraid to cry publicly or something.
Could be. Honestly, when I was watching it, she had tears in both eyes. So unless she had an eyelash in both eyes, I'm just saying, she did look a little emotional, but, and she said that she was. She said that it was like half emotions, half an eyelash. So
it's a combination.
But she should be proud of herself. This was a huge accomplishment. And I think, you know, with everything that she's been through, just to see her out there, not only still dominating, but just doing some of her best gymnastics still, I think is really inspiring and something that she should be very, very proud of. So we, of course, are so incredibly happy for her as well.
So then taking home the silver, we had Rebecca Andraji, who won the all-around title last year. Really had a great day herself. I think difficulty is the biggest thing that keeps her from catching Simone, unless Simone were to make a bunch of mistakes. I mean, obviously Rebecca is the closest person to being able to contend with Simone, especially when she has an on day, but
I really think she needed to do the vault that she had in the team finals to kind of give her the edge.
Well, and then she was shaky on beam as well, and had an out of bounds on floor, so.
Yeah, with Shailese and Rebecca going into that last rotation, Shailese actually had a small lead. And it got pretty close there. I mean, Rebecca was nailing her routine. And I was thinking, like, oh, like, for sure, she has this left up. And then she went into the last pass. They gave her a deduction for both feet going out of bounds, so a 3/10 deduction. I would have to go back and watch. To me, it kind of only looked like 1 foot, but that was just my initial thought. I have not gone back and watched it again.
Well, with that aerial view, I mean.
Right. I mean, I'm surprised they didn't slow-mo it too on the broadcast, considering how that could have been like a critical point in the meet. Like, it wasn't. Rebecca, like you just said, got the silver still, but it got scary there for a second. Mm-hmm. I also want to give Rebecca a shout out for her upgraded turn on floor, a Mustafina turn. She normally just does the memo turn. And last year, she was always falling out of it. I distinctly remember thinking, like, she needs to do something about this turn. Like, she either needs to take it out or do something. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. She was always falling out of it. And here, it's, like, really great. And she upgraded to a Mustafina here. So.
And she connects it beautifully to that jump that she does out of it. It's, really, like, seamless.
Really, really great. So, yeah, I don't think it was Rebecca's best day. But, like you mentioned, she has the second highest difficulty behind Simone as an all-arounder. So, that really, you know, allowed her to have a couple little mistakes here and there. Out of bounds on floor. Out of bounds on vault. A little bit shaky on beam. But still able to pull through and get that silver medal. So, a huge accomplishment for her as well.
And Shailese Jones got the bronze medal. And really had a solid day all the way until going to floor. And almost gave everybody, myself included, a heart attack with her, was it her second pass? I don't remember which pass it was.
It was her third.
Okay.
Yeah, it was.
But it was the front full through the double tuck.
And she lost her momentum. So she, like, hesitated and basically did, like,
I thought it was over. The second she hesitated, I thought she completely lost her momentum and she was just going to have to do, like, a layout out of it. And that was going to be, like, she was going to be off the podium.
And not only and did she do the double tuck, but she stuck it.
I don't even know how she did that. It was like a standing double tuck, essentially.
She gave an interview after with John Roethlisberger, and I think even she didn't know how she did that. Like, she's like, yeah, I basically did, like, a standing double back.
Well, what you said, like, to not only do it, but then to stick it. Like, what? Who are you?
It's like that meme that somebody made. It's going around Twitter. I'm just Shailese Jones.
Yeah.
She's amazing. Like, honestly, that had to have been the most epic floor save that I've ever seen.
Yeah. I said this to Brittany when we were watching it, but I feel like that has to be up there with some of the most iconic pieces of gymnastics ever. And yes, I know it's a mistake, but it's the fact that she overcame that mistake and made it look so effortless and then nailed the landing. Like, in the end,
it ended up being,
it worked.
Great.
Yeah. Like, sure, it was noticeable and obviously it's an error, but the fact that she was able to come out of that as well as she did is truly, truly amazing. So shout out to Shailese. That's definitely going to go down in history as one of my favorite moments in gymnastics. I'm sure for her it was probably not fun in that moment, but
oh gosh, no. She also, want to mention, went for the triple L turn on floor, did not receive credit, so, and neither did Hatakeita Chiaki either. So
it remains unnamed.
It remains unnamed. Hatakeita Chiaki is done now. Shailese has one more opportunity in the floor finals on Sunday, so we'll continue to watch for that. She was close today. Today was the best one that I've seen outside of the one that she did day two of championships. Mm-hmm. I felt like today's was the closest that she's gotten to actually potentially receiving credit for it. So definitely something to keep our eyes on. But Shailese, what a day she had, and should be super proud of herself. 2 years in a row now on the all-around podium at the World Championships, continuing to solidify herself as, you know, one of the greatest gymnasts on the scene right now. And yeah, it was a tough all-around field.
Yeah, and she's hanging with the best of them. She's hanging with Simone Biles. She's got three finals coming up with bars, beam, and floor, which she'll be doing with Simone. So, yeah, I think definitely is proving that she is the second best all-arounder in the country right now. And obviously one of the best gymnasts in the world, mm-hmm, for sure.
And fourth, we had Chu Jiyuan from China. That's actually a really impressive finish, considering that she doesn't have the most difficulty on vault and floor. Obviously, her bars and beam is amazing. But she was up there in the top five the entire competition. Mm-hmm. So really, really impressive finish for her. And then Alice D'Amato from Italy rounded out with the top five. I believe she had a fall on floor, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, she did.
They didn't show her on the broadcast.
Yes, they did.
On floor?
Yes.
That may have been when I was on the phone.
It was. So I'm like, I'm doing social worker things.
Yeah, I'm like not recalling that, but I remember seeing on Twitter that she fell on floor. Yes, so
I personally don't have a memory of that, but I'm sure it happened.
Yes, it did. I can confirm. But fifth with a fall is huge.
Yes. I think it really helped having such an incredible bar routine in the last rotation. Really, really, really nice work. Other highlights, of course, we have to mention Kaylia Nemore, who posted a 15.2 on an even bars with a 6.9 D score.
So she actually went for all of her difficulty and was rewarded for it.
She went for the difficulty, and I'm telling you, she's coming for that gold medal tomorrow.
I think that if she gets the full difficulty and she nails the routine, I think the gold is hers, personally. That's my pick for gold. So
she's always been mine as well. So
even with the mistake, I think she can get on the podium.
Oh, totally.
Oh, 100%.
With that difficulty, how can you not?
Yeah. So we'll see what happens, but I'm really, really excited for the bar final tomorrow. Also, I want to give Kaylee a shout out. She got 8th all around here, which is historic, obviously, for Algeria.
Would have been the highest finish for the French if they allowed her to compete and she didn't have to switch countries.
Yeah, unfortunately, Melanie was their best shot for either an all-around medal or somebody getting close to the medal podium. Melanie didn't have the greatest day, but
with her team final performance, she absolutely would have been in medal contention.
Oh, but totally. We said that in our last episode, but you know, Melanie and her inconsistency, she hit when she needed to in the team final, though, and I guess that's all that matters.
And she ended up finishing 10th, which actually isn't too bad. We didn't see her floor routine on the broadcast. Obviously, she had a fall on bars in the first rotation.
Beam was really shaky.
And then vault was good. And we don't know what she did on floor, but basing by the score, 13.833, sounds like it was a pretty good routine and was still able to finish in the top 10, which is pretty good.
But as I was saying, shout out to Kaylee for 8th all around. She does not have the most difficulty. And, you know, we've raved about her bar routine and how she's capable of getting the gold there. But I think she's somebody in the coming years, if she can get a little bit more difficulty into her vault, her floor, she could be a threat for an all-around medal.
Yeah. And we glossed over somebody very important. Thor's daughter.
Oh my goodness. She had such a good day.
Finished 6th all-around, which I believe is her highest international all-around placement ever.
Yes.
Heck yeah.
We've been fans of her for so long.
Snaps?
Yeah, snaps.
We like did that in sync. That was freaky.
we literally were doing that in
sync. All right, let's do it again, but not in sync. There we go.
Okay. I had to like really try there. Anyways, I was saying, Thora, we've been fans of her for so long. It feels like she's been on the scene for so long. I remember watching her back in like
2015.
Yeah, 2015. Yeah. I almost said 2011. I'm like, no, that's not right. 2015. That's what I'm thinking of. And yeah, to see her still thriving, her floor is as beautiful as ever.
Oh, so happy for her.
Yes. And also really happy for Ellis Kinsella. She got the nod at the very last second coming in for her teammate, Jessica Gadarova, who apparently got injured in the warm-up gym right before the competition started. So
yeah, we heard it was like a leg injury, but also not, I shouldn't say injury, we don't know that it's an injury, but something with her leg that they didn't want to risk putting out on the competition floor today, and yeah, kind of like a precautionary thing not having her compete. So whoops. Oh, one of us is always hitting something while we're recording this podcast. But with Jessica, hoping that it's nothing major and that we'll get to see her in the event finals, because she's in vault, she's in beam, and she's in floor. And I think, yeah, she's 2nd on floor coming in after qualifications.
Oh, so yeah, she's 100% in contention for maybe even the gold medal on floor.
Yeah.
Depending on what Simone does. I mean, Simone obviously can't have any missed leaps in her event final routine. But yeah, Jessica Gadarova is 100% in contention for a medal. I expect her to get a medal if she just does what she's been doing all world championships. So that'll be interesting to follow. But I was giving a shout out to Alice Kinsella because we heard, and I don't know how true this is, that she didn't get to warm up before the competition. So she literally came in at the last second because she wasn't the reserve athlete. So the reserve athletes warm up.
Because Aaliyah Finnegan would have been the next reserve in line because Ouyi Shan pulled out and Morgan Osick-Briner was put in her place because she was the first reserve, meaning that Aaliyah moved up as the next first reserve in line.
And the reserve warms up, but because Alice was too per-countryed out of the all-around final by Jessica and Ondine, they weren't expecting to use her. And so I don't know how true that is. That was just what I was seeing on Twitter. That could be false, but people were talking about it. So be curious to see, I guess, what actually happened with that. But
if that is what happened,
considering that she didn't potentially warm up at all and she just came out and competed, she actually had a really, really strong all-around performance. Mm-hmm. A good day for her.
Yeah, she was 4th last year in the all-around, but I think if that is true that she didn't get to warm up beforehand, I think she performed really, really well.
We mentioned that potential injury to Jessica Gadarova. That's something to keep your eye on, not only for the floor and the beam final on Sunday, but also tomorrow. Ashley mentioned that she's in the vault final. We actually have a couple people that we're keeping our eyes on for that vault final, because Jocelyn Robertson, like we mentioned in our previous episode, sustained an injury right before team final started. Then we have Jessica Gadarova. Alexa Moreno is in the vault final.
She came in kind of short on her vault in the all-around final here and kind of looked to be in pain afterwards. And I think she was icing it afterwards as well. So.
But she did finish the competition. She did. So we kind of have our eye on that, depending on maybe if she tweaks something. Maybe tomorrow she wakes up and, you know, her ankle's swollen. Just something to keep your eye on. There's essentially three athletes that have shown signs of injury in the past 48 hours.
Yeah, we'll see. For Jessica, like we mentioned, they're saying it's precautionary. So, and who knows, maybe they're going to try and save her just for the floor final. Maybe they think that her chances of getting a vault medal aren't that great.
Mm-hmm, maybe.
And they're going to save her for the following day for floor final and beam final. Alexa, I mean, seemed to be okay given that she finished the all-around final, but also who knows, it could be one of those things where she was just kind of like pushing through to finish the meet and then she might wake up tomorrow and be like, ow, my feet hurt.
Yeah, yeah.
And then with Jocelyn, they're in the process right now of trying to decide whether or not she's going to go. I know she wants to go, but has to get cleared.
So. Ultimately, they have to do what's safest. So they are in the process of trying to decide right now if she is able to go. We know how athletes are. Athletes are tough and they're always going to want to push through, especially someone like Jocelyn. This is her first world championships. She wants to compete, you know, but got to do what's safest. So we'll be interested to see what happens there. But
keeping our fingers crossed.
Because we want to give you guys the reserves for the vault final. Yes. Because with all of those potential injuries,
there's a possibility that they could all go in.
Right. Or at least one of these athletes. So the first reserve, like we mentioned after the team final when Joss went down, is Ellie Black. So if any of these three athletes withdraw, Ellie Black is the first to go in. Cengiz Bakskay from Hungary would be the second reserve athlete. And then Atsiri Sandoval would be the third. So
we'll have answers soon. Event finals day one begins at 8 a.m. Eastern time. It's going to start with men's floor, but then it goes to women's vault. So pretty early in the morning tomorrow, we should know exactly what's going on, who's in, who's out, and kick off event finals.
Before we let you guys go, we have to say congratulations to Fred Richard. Go blue.
Go blue.
First all-around medal for the men
since 2010.
How many years is that? 13?
Yeah.
He's also the youngest individual medalist for the U.S. at a world championship. So,
yeah. You know, Fred Richard, I interviewed him earlier this year after he won NCAAs. And he definitely talks a big game, but he also delivers when he needs to.
Literally, that's exactly what he's doing here. Like, he was in second going into the last rotation, and all the other top competitors pretty much were falling in the last rotation. And so, like, he basically needed to go up there and just do normal.
He was looking at a silver medal.
He was. And he had a good routine, aside from a fall on one of his release moves. And like I said, everything was great outside of that. He stuck his dismount, and we were like,
so close. Great.
Like, he's not going to get a medal now. But like I said, because everybody who was really in contention for the podium also had mistakes in the final rotation, he was still able to come away with a bronze medal. So I'm like, iconic.
I love it. I was so happy for him. I love his confidence. He's the kind of athlete that's not afraid to say, I want to win. Yeah. I want to get a medal. I want to get a gold medal. You know how many times we hear athletes saying, like, I just want to hit 6 for 6 or whatever. I just want to have fun. He's so direct and confident. And I just absolutely love that. And it's nice to see him be rewarded for all his hard work and then also just live up to even the expectations that he probably sets for himself.
Yeah, I've listened to interviews with him and he'll say things like, you know, if he's asked about like the outcome of, you know, a certain meet and the reporter will ask something like, did you expect this from yourself? And he'll be like, yeah, I did, actually.
Yeah.
You know, you just expect people to be like, oh, no, like, I never expected this would happen. But he's very like, yeah, actually.
He's like, I train for this.
I expect this. I train for this. And I'm like, go off, Fred. Go blue. We are so happy
go
for
off,
you.
Go off. Go blue. Also, while we're here, we just noticed an update with the start list for tomorrow. So we went on this big spiel about whether people were going to be in or not, and things could still change. We're recording this. It is currently like 7 o'clock-ish at night Eastern time Friday.
Yeah,
so,
the day of the all-around final.
So as of right now, according to the start list, everything is as planned. Like, Jocelyn is in, Alexa is in, Jessica is in. And like I said, things could change, but as of right now, they're all in. So we win.
This just in, people. We win.
So I think that wraps up this episode, and we will be back on Monday to round out the World Championships and talk about event finals. And then we also have an interview coming up that we're super, super excited about.
If you're a Gold Level Patreon supporter, you can go look at the Patreon app and see who it is.
Yes.
If you have questions, please get them in ASAP. We are supposed to be talking to this person tomorrow, actually.
This person is still in Belgium, and the time difference makes it so we will be doing this interview very early.
So you have like a couple hours.
You have like 2 seconds to get your questions.
Like, you need to, by the time that this episode ends, you need to have sent your questions. That's how quick it needs to be. I'm just kidding.
No, but definitely within the next couple of hours, as you're listening to this, if you do have a question, and you're a Gold Level Patreon, obviously, then, because you know who it is.
If you want to know who it is, you got to be a Patreon.
Right. It's one of the perks. Otherwise, you can wait till it comes out. We're not exactly sure when it's going to come out yet, but it'll be soon. It'll probably be the following Monday.
I'm going to give a shout out to our Gold Level Patreons. We've kind of been like not doing
the normal format. Yeah. Because we've just been trying to get this up
as quickly. So quick. Yeah. And like doing an intro outro creates a whole other step. But we will give that to you guys before we let you go. Because y'all deserve a shout out. Are you going to read it?
I am going to read it.
Normally that's my job. Look at Ashley. She's taking the reins. She's going to be reading off the Gold Level Patreon list for the very first time. Let's see if you can do it without getting out of breath. I've gotten really good at it.
Let's see if I sound just like you when I do it. Okay, so a big thank you to Alex M, Jenna A, ML, Katie C, MSU, Kimberly G, Randy B, Emily B, Kathleen R, Lucy S, Becca S, Blake B, Cookie Master, Faith, Kristen R, Lori S, Sabrina M, Amy C, Erica S, M, Derek H, Abby M, Martin, Paul M, Krista, Jasmine C, and Lee B.
Isn't that hard?
It is.
I used to have to break it up, and I would edit it so you guys couldn't tell that I was pausing to breathe, but now I'm goated. I'm doing it like all the way through one breath. I've gotten so good at it. So that was a little practice for you. If you ever have to take it over full time.
Not bad for my first time.
All right. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode. And also thank you to our Gold Level Patreon supporters for making this show possible. We love you all. Enjoy event final starting tomorrow at 8 a.m. Eastern.
On Peacock?
Is it on Peacock?
Yes.
Okay. And we will talk to you guys on Monday. Bye.
Bye.